How to Market a Startup Business with Antonio T. Smith Jr. What you are going to learn today is how to take your business from nothing, no income flow, no nothing, no customers, and how to market it. And I'm going to ask Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr., how is he planning to market Rakeza? So now that you know what we're doing today, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Yes, how to start a markup business. Seriously, how to market a startup business that has no income. Tell them what we're doing again. Tell them one more time. Even though they heard you, they ain't caught this yet. Give it to them one more again.
Today, we're going to talk about how to market a startup business that has no income. When you have no income, you're like, okay, I don't know what to do. So today we're going to learn the objectives of today is to learn how to market a startup business with no income. And I'm going to ask Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. if he can tell us how he plans to start to market Rakeza. So now, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. And please, ladies and gentlemen, because 98% of those who are in the ATS Business University are startup companies. You have been there. Ask the questions that you had when you started your business with no income. Ask the questions that you have starting your business with no income, because this is going to help others. Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr.
I'm ready. Yes, go and have dinner, sir. Yes, all right.
How do you plan to market Rakeza with no income? Inquiring minds want to know.
No doubt. Let me ask you a question before I answer that question. Okay.
Okay.
What do you want to accomplish with this? I don't mean to take over your class, but it's going to help me out. So Rakeza has $0 of income.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to say what's my plan to take Rakeza in your questions, or what's my plan to take Rakeza to $0 and no income to $3.5 billion by the end of 2024?
Can you do both?
Well, if you do one, you do both. If you do the other, you don't do the $3.5 billion.
So that we don't do the latter.
All right.
Answer the question for the latter so we can help everyone with their businesses.
Well, I have no idea. I have no doubt that this company will get to $3.5 billion by the end of 2024. That's what it's designed for. It's designed for that one purpose. My first question to you all would be, actually, let me say it this way. This is the first company I ever built, designed from scratch, et cetera, that will not be a business. It will be a $3.5 billion empire. Please know I would have to make $3 million before we are profitable. That sounds like you, right, Pam Norris? You know that struggle, don't you? I would have to revenue $3 million before I could say this is a profitable company. Go ahead, Deanna.
Can you briefly explain to everybody the difference between a business and an empire? Because it also is going to change how you market it.
I'll give you two answers. I'll give you your answer, then I'll give you my answer. The difference between a business is something that you own, it does not own you. It continues to produce income. An empire is something that continues after your death. That's your first answer. My second answer is I would never build an empire. Never. History and historicity tells me all empires fall.
Okay, thank you.
I would never build an empire. I never will. I just never will build an empire. That doesn't make sense. Because here's what happens. Two or three generations after you build an empire, that empire changes. And someone gets so powerful, and then the oppression of the people starts. And once the oppression of those people start, customers or something, then what happens is you end up being colleges and universities, and now Antonio's getting ready to put you out of business because you became an empire, colleges and universities, over hundreds of years. That's why they're vulnerable. That's why streaming TV, video on demand, VOD, is threatening cable. Cable took advantage of people for too long. It didn't make no sense that all paramilitaries wanted to watch was the History Channel, but they charged her $99 a month for all these other stuff she didn't want. How do you remember that struggle? You had to pay for all this stuff, you don't even use it. So you wind up saying stuff like, well, I just get it so the kids can watch. And they only watch two channels too. So the whole house watching five channels, but you're paying for 300 channels. It makes no sense. But it doesn't. It doesn't make sense to pay for what you're not using.
I'm sorry, Antonio. My dad pays for over 1,000 channels in four rooms.
That's dumb.
And he only watches maybe six of those channels.
That's why people like me are going to put cable business. I am a major threat to cable. I am not a threat to Netflix, but I am a major threat to cable. Look how much, y'all already don't watch TV, but I got a lot of your attention a week. So you're really not watching nothing. You're really not. you're just really not. I'm a major threat to cable because if anything, y'all like me and Deanna, you just watch TV on the way to sleep. Who knows what I'm talking about?
Watch Netflix.
All right. Write something. All right. So essentially, this company is designed to get the $3.5 billion in the next 4 years without, and right now it's at $0. The reason that's $0 is because I've got 3 million sitting in this company. So until we get to 3 million, $1. Actually, and that might go up before. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Right now, we'll just say 3 million as we're recording. Until we get to 3 million, $1, I'm in negative profit. First company I ever did like this. Deanna, does that help you? I'm answering your questions?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I guess you're going to, it sounds like you're finna say, well, how many of you started your own business? Let me see. Raise your hand. Flash your camera real quick. Raise your hand. Flash your camera. Okay, good. You started your own business. All right. Denise Curls was popping, though. I saw him real quick. I saw, it wasn't that long, but I saw him, Denise. I saw him. They was popping sore roar. I know I can't say that, but still, you understand. I know I'm not worthy. I apologize. I get kicked off campus for sitting in your picnic bench on campus. I understand. You know, get beat up. So I'm assuming what you're going to do, thank you, that's 100%. What you're going to do, Deanna, is going to figure out how I'm going to get there, and you're going to pull out all sorts of lessons so they can steal from what we're saying and do that. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me be quiet. Let me let you do your thing.
Hold on, I'm making a note because you just said something that was directed specifically for me. So give me 1 second. Because
every time you take notes for yourself, Grace, you take notes for the class so everybody can get blessed.
Okay, so this is what you said. You're going to pull out lessons from me. So I'm making a note to go back and replay this training because I'm going to pull out even more so we can go in more in depth even more into what you're talking about.
Right,
because
fine.
One of the things that I have noticed is while we make profitable clients more profitable, we have a lot of startups coming to us to help them reach their first profit.
Well, this is the most important class you probably taught then. So what I'm doing, the reason I asked that question is because now I'm getting out of CEO mode and I'm going to go as if you are the head of a podcast and I'm just here to add value.
Ooh, yay. Okay. All right. That's going to be fun.
I'm in a different mindset now. So you go. I won't be asking you no more questions. I'll be just being obedient and listening to your questions and answering them. Are you ready? Do you want to, you need to Google something? Are you good? You got it.
Oh, no, I'm good. Right, I'm good. Let me
shut my mouth. Hey, everybody. Thank you. It's so good to be here. I'm sure glad. So glad to be here. Thank you, Deanna, for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr. We greatly appreciate it, and we're looking forward to getting all of this knowledge from you to help our audience. So, Mr. Smith, my first question to you is, Rikaza, you have successfully started businesses and have taken them to multi-millions of dollars. You have also done the same thing with 8 other people. But now that marketing has changed, you have started a new company with an income of 0. How do you plan on marketing Rikaza to reach what you mentioned earlier, that to make it that, I believe you said $350 billion company annually?
Thank you, though. Thank you. That would be awesome. I've never thought about $350 billion that way, but it did sure sound sexy when you said it.
Oh, well, thank you. I like bees, you know, like $142 billion, $350 billion, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let's start backwards real quick in what you were saying. First off, there's no such thing as no profit. There's no such thing. I think if everyone realizes you are out of business or you're in business, I think if you process it that way, this will make it a lot easier for you all. There's no such thing as no profit, because no profit implies break even. And break even is a bunch of BS. You don't get to go to your banker and say, you know what, I broke even. I'm sorry, I can't pay you. You don't get to go to IRS and say, you know what, I broke even. I'm sorry, I can't pay taxes. That is not what they're trying to hear. You either out of business or in business. And I think if you process it that way, it'd be a lot better for all of you, because please know, Pam Norris, before I do anything else, we get into $3 million, $1, period. Because until then, I'm out of business. See, I want y'all to process this information. I know the dollar amount I need to get to be $1 profitable, and I don't have any plans that don't support that $1 of profit. Most people start businesses to get a customer. That's not what I'm doing. I start businesses to get to massive profit. So I'm never going to be satisfied on any level until I get to a dollar profit. Most of your companies that you look up to, Netflix, Netflix, Snapchat, Instagram, these companies never recorded a profit since the day they've been in existence. I don't run business like that. So hopefully that helps you. I don't run business like that. I also can tell you, I know that my company, this new startup company, is going to get me to $2.734 billion or $2.7348 billion a year. I'll make that make sense to you. $2,734,800,000 a year. That's the plan. 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 Am I helping you, Miss Host Deanna?
Yes, you are. I've already pulled out one topic to talk about.
That means that I know that everything I'm doing to your audience is only supporting $2 billion plus. I don't have no other plan but get that plan, and that's phase one plan. And until I get to $2.7 billion, I don't have a phase two plan. I don't have a backup plan. I also know how many customers that would cost me. I know in order to achieve my goal, I need to get 6,940,000 customers. 6,940,000 customers. Hopefully I'm adding value to your audience because I didn't.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I didn't start this company by saying I want to change the world. That ain't what I said. I said, I need $2.7348 billion a year. And I know in order for me to do that with my product, I need to reach 6,940,000 customers. I don't need every customer on planet Earth. I only need, Deanna, 6.94 million customers. And until I get them, I don't have a backup plan. I don't have an evolution plan. I have these 6.94 million people are the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. And I'm going to adjust this company for all 7 million of them. And until they tell me I am worthy, I don't get to exchange their income for my prosperity.
All right.
So the reason why this is going to be successful, and sorry for the long answer, but I'm trying to give you as much value as possible, is because I know which dollar amount I want. I know when I want to accomplish that. I put a long-term plan of 4 years for phase one. I had enough income to invest this to make this happen quickly, which you're going to have to come back to that. And I know that if I only ever get 7 million customers, that's $3 billion a year. That sounds good to me. Is that fair enough, Grace? All right, so she walked away. If you want to, she lost internet connection. If you want to pick up and ask her questions or a question that you got, you're more than welcome.
All right, sir. Thank you for that answer. I loved all the numbers. It made me happy. With Rakeza and that startup, I know she was saying, a lot of startups come to us wanting their first profit. I know the courses teach you how to get that, but is there that one little thing that they really need to know?
Nah, I got you. It's all irrelevant. Every single thing about your question is beautiful, but it doesn't matter to a startup.
Okay.
People think it matters, but it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is those 7 million people. The only thing that matters is those 7 million people. So it doesn't matter if you come to me, I come to you. It doesn't matter if you black, white, you can be a Trump supporter, you can be a Republican supporter, you could be a Mitt Romney supporter, which is two different, I just literally named three different type of Republicans. Okay, Republican, Mitt Romney type Republicans, and Trumps. Those are three different type of Republicans. I promise you they are. You could be an Obama supporter. You could be a Nancy Pelosi supporter. You can be a Newt Gingrich supporter. It doesn't matter. Because what is important is those 7 million people. And those 6.94 million people, that's the only thing that matters. So I'm not building a business that I say is going to work. I'm building a business that those 6.94 million people say, this is what we want. So the rest of that question is irrelevant. Not that it's a bad question. It's the difference between having a profitable startup and not. I don't care what I want. I only want what those 7 million people want. And I know out of 7.8 billion people on planet Earth, I only need 7 million. So now I can't get frustrated, because if you tell me no, move your ass out the way, because I only needed 7 million. I didn't need everybody. And you can walk with different confidence when you know, thank you for moving out my way. I just needed this other person. Do you know 5 people who may be interested? Right? Get out of my way. That's it. Okay, good. There's a question in chat, Deanna. Did you log on in time to see Charmone's question?
Yes, I did. Thank you. Okay, I apologize.
No. Grace, you got kicked out. Grace, she just asked the question.
Thank you so much.
Y'all partners and stuff. Go ahead. I'm listening. I'm just an interviewer. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I really appreciate you. Thank you. Your hair looks nice, by the way.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So there's actually, on top of Charmone's question, there's a couple of other questions that I do want to get to Charmone's before I get to mine.
Okay, you actually got 2 of them now.
Yes. So we're going to start with her first one. She said, I keep hearing that in order to build your business, you have to know the end, what you want to accomplish, and then work backwards. How do you do
that? Stop. That's poor people telling you that shit. Stop it. No. You don't need to know the end and work backwards, right? That's law of attraction stuff. It works. You don't need to know nothing. What you need to know is what your customers want. Y'all stop letting, if you want to be, listen, and I'm going against the grain. At this point, this is quite offensive because I'm saying everything that you don't like hearing or you're not used to hearing, and I sound incredibly confident, which is rubbing you the wrong way. Let me tell you, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to change. You going out to the end without asking people what they want and then building backwards without asking people what they want, and then building what you want without asking people what they want, is a waste of time, money, resources, and energy. Now, if you know what they want, then you can do that. You understand? Okay, she said, thank you. What's up? Listen, y'all. Everyone is telling you, see, I can't stand when people do this. They tell you how to get the customer, but never tell you how to even meet that customer.
You just went to Charmone's next question.
I did? Oh, okay. If you have no money and starting fresh, where do you go? Okay, I really did. So that whole, let's go out to the end and build backwards, that is cliche stuff from 1970 that is right when they had 4 options. This is what happened. If you was building your business in 1970, 80, 90, or early 2000, this is what you did. If I wanted to get seen before Phil Sorrentino in the Yellow Book pages, I wouldn't say my company started with the letter P. I would say I'm triple A. Because guess what has to come first in the Yellow Pages? Triple A. Please don't think that these triple A services to take care of your car, they say, oh, that's a good name. That's a dumb name. It's a smart name if you're trying to be first in the Yellow Pages.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
One of the things I always thought was funny at the Yellow Pages, when people said in their ads, their radio and print and TV, look us up in the Yellow Pages, all they're doing is directing you to wherever all the competitors are.
Smart.
I mean, that was just, when I would hear that, my skin would go, what are you doing? You're telling people to go to the Yellow Pages. And then all the competition, they're going to see those as they look up your number in the Yellow Pages under dry cleaning or auto mechanics or body shop or whatever.
That's a smart observation. Me either. Smart observation to me. That is an incredibly smart observation. So me and Phil, as usual, on the same energy. I'm not saying it. Don't build out and build backwards if you don't know what your customers want. Listen to what I said, please. I know what 7 million people want because I built some other companies. And this is the first, I've never started a company with money. This is the first company I ever started in my life, and I put $3 million ungodly dollars into it. I literally risked nearly all my cash in one basket. They gonna tell you to diversify, Charmone. Trash. Millionaires do not diversify. Yes, they do. Billionaires do not diversify. It's the difference. You don't split your energy. If you're looking to, now, if I'm a millionaire 65-year-old, I'm going to diversify the crap out of my stuff. I'm 38. I don't need to diversify. I need to go all in. I can mess up. There's not, let me pick out everybody. Sugar, Susan, Pam, Phil, and Anthony Lee. And I'm saying him, he young, but he old because he went through a lot. Ain't now one of them going to tell you that what I'm finna say is not true. I could mess up for the next 5 years and still win. I'm still that young. And if you younger than me, oh, you ain't got no problem. If you 30 and filed for bankrupt, what the hell is you stressing for? 40 filed for bankrupt. Life don't even start to 50. Medicine will keep you alive to 95. If you're 50, you got 45 more fiscal responsible years you got left on planet Earth. And you better figure out how you're going to fund those 45 years in a prosperous manner. So don't build out, Charmone. That's trash. Build out only if you know what your customers want. If you don't know what all the people of the body butters industry know, then don't build out. Start asking questions. If you don't have any money, so start fresh. Learn how to get your customers for free. How do you get your customers for free? If you ask them questions, they'll come to you for free. Just like that. Did that help you, Deanna?
Yes, sir. And Charmone said, okay.
Sound like you had a slew of other questions. Thank you, Phil.
Okay, you said something along the lines of when you build a company or when you build a company, you don't build a company to get customers, you build a company to get profit. How does the marketing look for that?
Oh my God. Wait, first off, why else is anyone building customers? Customers does not mean profit. Profit means profit. Y'all, we have been bamboozled, run amok. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. You understand? They got all these companies we looking up to. They broke. They don't got no profit. All these Deca unicorns, that means $10 billion valuations. They ain't got no profit. So when it's an economic downturn, you can't spend that net worth. You can't spend fake stocks, yo. You can't do that. I can't run to my light company and say, listen, you understand. I own 90% of the shares in my company. You can't do that. They gonna say, congratulations, $263.93, please. I can't have one of my sons get cancer and say, Doc, let me tell you, if you heal my son, I'll make you 10% owner in my company. Profit is the only reason. So what does that marketing look like? It looks like getting customers who actually spend money while reducing your production costs. Is what that looks like.
Ooh, can you say that again? And Grace, can you put that in chat?
Getting customers who actually spend money and reducing your production costs. And I sure hope your audience is listening. I thank you for having me on your podcast. I sure hope, because they don't teach this. But the people, like, go ahead. Hold on, let me say this. The people who are teaching y'all business They come from privilege and stop listening to them. Even if they were broke, they still come from privilege. Listen, your teachers, the people y'all look up to, they don't know nothing about no struggle. They ain't grow up in Chicago. They ain't grow up in no trash can. They don't understand the other America. I'm not gonna let nobody teach me about business who grew up in America, which they gotta just walk a straight line for 87% of their life. You don't get it. All these people are teaching everyone that they that follow them to spend tomorrow's money today. That's the dumbest thing. And don't tell me I'm not being true, because all of them got exposed with the COVID crisis. All of them. It's too many billionaires begging. How are you going to be a billionaire begging? I'm not finna look up to you and you a billionaire and you begging like me. Get out of here. I'm not finna do that. Anyway, go ahead, Grace.
You said getting customers who actually spend money and reduce their production costs?
Yes.
Okay.
Reduce your production costs, not theirs. All right, listen, y'all. Anthony said I'm preaching. I appreciate you. Listen, let me bless you. You got to figure out. So I spent $3 million at least. It's going to be way more than that because Satish has a problem of sending me bills all the damn time. Now, but I ain't got no cost. And in fairness, I didn't spend that $3 million. I did, but I didn't. I took somebody else's money from another company that I own and pushed it over there. Me personally, I spent $0. My asset covered my expenses for another company. So it's going to be, I can make that money back in 6 months. That means if I live to be 95, I would spend the next 55 years in all profit. Your job is to get your cost down. Stop going to these websites and paying other people to take to do your stuff. Stop. Yeah, I like writing down a whole bunch of points. You had to rapid fire. You had to keep writing them down. Because they need to come out. This is what I would tell y'all, all of y'all. If I had to give you a percentage, because I follow this here. I want my production to... Can I give y'all a formula? Do you mind? Can I give you a
phone? Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Mr. Smith. For my audience sake, you don't ever have to ask if you can give us anything. You can just give us the information. You don't have to ask us if we want it. Just go and give it to us.
Do you mind if I share my screen? Is it okay?
Please do.
All right, outstanding. Here we go. I want y'all to think of, and this is I learned this from Little Caesars of all places. Of all places on planet Earth, I learned this from Little Caesars. So what I'm writing on the board is paper, plastic, food, right? That's what I'm writing on the board. Now here you have paper, plastic, food. And I want y'all to split y'all business into paper, plastic, food. Well, Antonio, I do consulting. I get that, I respect that. It don't stop the fact that you should spit your stuff in paper, plastic, food. This is what Little Caesars does. And I'm not telling you you selling beef and onions, but for the love of God, follow the example and change it to your own according. Where do you think most of Little Caesars' expenses are? Obviously, Grace, they're in food. So what they have is percentages. They made me, store manager, to hit my bonuses, control paper, plastic, food. Now, the way that worked is what I had to do. Oh, I'm sorry. There's one more. It's the most important one. I'm so sorry. There's this fourth one that bites you in the butt. Labor. Paper, plastic, food, labor. The reason why when you go to Little Caesars or any restaurant that got common sense and you go there before 3 o'clock, before 3:30 p.m., you're going to see two employees. Let me stop my screen real quick. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? You go into a store, doesn't matter, Wingstop. You just left Wingstop. Grace, how many people was in there?
This was from another day. I didn't go today.
What time you went?
It was in the evening time.
All right, so you went in the evening time. Give me evening. I'm going to tell you how many people was there.
Maybe about 9, 10 o'clock.
Oh, if that's the case, then there was three people there. Well, three, maybe four. Because it was 9, 10 o'clock. It was four?
Uh-huh.
All right, you know why it was four? Because I needed two people to clean up, one to run the front counter, and one to run the food.
Stop it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, come on, y'all. That I need y'all to hear what
so
I...
so much sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we can get out of here right when we close.
Because it costs me less money to pay two more people to clean up so y'all can clean. So the store... Because if the store closes at 9, I want y'all out of there by 10. But if I only got two people there, you're not going to be out of there till 1 in the morning, and I'm going to spend more in labor because I understaffed. And the labor is going to cut at my profit. Man, I'm not just... Is this helping somebody? If you just flash your camera real quick or put your hand up, I just want to make sure. Okay, good, good. I got a few. Everybody else said it ain't helping them. That's fine. All right, there you go. Now, okay, Sharmo says yes. But at 6 o'clock, Grace... It was six to seven people there. Because that's the rush. 6 o'clock, 6 to 8 is what, at 3:30, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in one extra person. It's going to be two people from 9 to 5. Those are going to be my two best people. My store manager. Why am I going to put my store manager there? Because they don't salary, so they don't count. They don't count towards my labor. They have a fixed cost towards my labor. The store manager is going to be there in the morning because when I average their salary out all 7 days a week, they actually make something like $7 an hour. If I put all the hours in a week, because it's a salary. If you're making $40,000, you know what? Don't believe me. Grace, share your calculator. First off, let's find out how many hours are in a week? Let's do that first. So Grace finished share, calculated, she finished finalist, how many hours in a week? This is profitability, y'all. Everything we talk about, Deanna, is answering your question about profit. This 24 hours times, I suppose, 7. I believe there's still 7 days in a week. 24/7, right? That's what we say there. That's the saying. 168. Now, Grace, what I want you to do is I want you to divide this. Well, let's find, okay, we got 168. Somebody write that down, just remember that. We're gonna take a $50,000 a year salary. So if you don't mind, take $50,000. And I want you to divide that by 12. No, you gotta divide by 13. You gotta divide by 13. Why you gotta divide by 13? Because 4 weeks got 5 weeks. No, what is it? Yeah, 4 weeks got 5 weeks. There you go. All right, 13. Now, that's the number. Now, Grace, do me a favor and divide that by 40. Now, the easier way I could have did that, y'all, was I could have made that, you know, let's do it another way, Grace. Let's do it another way. Do 50,000 divided by 52, because that's all your weeks in the year. Same thing. Now I got $961. Now divide that by 40-hour work week, Grace. And you, all right, so now this person's making $24 an hour. You understand? On a 40-hour work week. So when I calculate my labor, they're always going to be at 24 an hour. Do you understand? Always. Now, what I want to do is I want to make sure that this labor is down consistently. But now I need to take 24 an hour. Watch this here. And I need to divide. So, Grace, I need the decimal for 168 into 24. Because now we're going to see how much that costs for every hour of, did I have you do an hour a week or hour a year? What did I have you do? Week? So multiply that by 12 for me.
Week, okay.
Just do it by 12. It was 168 times 12. No. 168 times 12. I know this is hard to understand, y'all, because you may not understand math. So now I got 2,016 hours. Wait. That was a week? No, 168 times 52. I'm sorry. That's me. All these numbers in my head. Now that's how many hours in a week. I would say that's a short year. All right. Now this is how many hours in a week. Now you're going to take the $24 an hour and you're going to divide it by that. However you're going to, I just need the decimal. I need to, you know, whatever that looks like. 8736 is what that is. All right. Now I need y'all to get that over. Okay. That made that $50 look like trash, didn't I? That $50,000 look like trash, don't it? Yeah, that's why we pay people salaries. Don't ever get it twisted. Yes. Don't ever get it twisted. Your $50 salary is less than a cent. Yes. All right. Now. So now we know I got 1 cent. Do you mind if I share my screen again, Deanna? Okay. Thank you. So here we got it. 1 cent. So I want my labor to always run at 17% or lower. Anything, I'm excuse me, or 17 to 19%, actually 17 to 21%, 17 to get you a bonus, 21 to make me mad, but I won't say nothing. 17 to get you a bonus, 18 to get you a bonus, 19 to get you a bonus, 20, 21, you know, I'm gonna say, Grace, you can do better. I want my food to be somewhere around 28 to 30%. I want my plastic to be somewhere around 6%. I want my paper to be somewhere around 6%. So let's break this down. I need a volunteer, not my staff, to unmute your mic, cut on your camera, and holler at your boy. Unmute your mic, cut on your camera. And come have a dialogue with me. Okay, there you go, Pam Norris. Okay. Thank you. Pam Norris, can I give you a 480-degree pizza in your bare hands?
No.
Thank you very much. You can use your mic back. I appreciate you. There you go. All right. So do you understand that paper is important because the box of a pizza needs to be calculated in your spending? Yes? Good. I need you to get that. My customer does not want a 480-degree pizza in her hands and messing up the seats of her cars. Can I get me an amen somewhere?
Amen.
All right. So I need to make sure I budget for paper. What else is paper? Napkins? Boxes? You know how you get to, hey, can I get some garlic salt, or can I get the red peppers? That's paper too. Okay, now, plastic, that's thermal paper for the register. Computers, the actual registers, anything that don't go with the customers, but gotta go with me. Or maybe the plastic bags that go out with the customers too. Food is obviously what I do. I need it to be 28 to 30%. You understand that? Grace, write these numbers down for me. Write 21, write 30, and write 12. 21, 30, 12. 45, 47. Y'all got to be coaching to know what I just did there. That's, is that all about the Benjamins? All right, it's all about the Benjamins. Mike Epps, Ice Cube. 21-30-12. Grace, tell me, put on a calculator what that money, what that equals. I hope I help. I'm trying to help y'all. Oh, cups too. You're right. You're right, Charbon. Cups would be, I would put cups would be plastic. Well, you can put cups out of paper or plastic. Either way, you're good. You just need to account for the cups. Let's see. She's doing some math. That, listen, is that the proper math? Is that the numbers I gave you?
Let me go back.
Yeah, I don't remember no 15 nowhere.
You had a song in my head.
It was 547.
Yeah, I was doing a whole song. Anyway, it was 12, 21, and 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
There it is. 63. Charmaine, I need you to realize that before anything happens, I could only get, do 63 minus 100, Grace. I know it's going to give you a negative number. No, you can do it. It's going to give you a negative number. But I want them to see negative. $37 is all I can make, Pam Norris. But you know what's going to happen, Pam? It's super simple. Taxes. Go ahead and hit that C button, Grace, and go and put 37. And Texas is minus 8.25, so you can go ahead, just take out one, make it 36. That's that. Now, I ain't done, Grace. Because you know what they got? Am I selling peace out of my home? I gotta rent a building, don't I? Uh-huh. Don't we rent an office or a couple of them? Okay. Uh-huh. Office space. So if you, hold on, let me stop sharing your screen because I want people to look me dead in my face. If you think that your mortgage or your rent or you got a loan, which mostly of you would do, to start that company to pay that rent, don't count, you tripping. Grace, share your screen again. I'm making some real super sense. This is why, I'm going to tell y'all why they're not bringing some of y'all back to work. I'm going to tell you, this is, if you looking at this, this is why some of y'all ain't went back to work yet. Because somebody like me is accounting for this and saying, well, you know what? We don't really need him or her. Grace, you're going to automatically take off 10 for the renting space. You ain't got no choice. I'm not being liberal here. 26. And then guess what? Where's the owner's salary at? I ain't said nothing about the owner's salary. I said the worker's salary. I said the store manager's salary. I ain't said none of y'all about your salary. But watch it. That ain't the problem. The problem, before you get to your salary, Pam Norris, you know what it's called. It's called waste. Did y'all know that 50% of construction costs is waste? Did y'all know that? Yeah, when they build your house, 50% of that house is waste. It goes straight to waste. They don't use the whole 2x4. Waste. All right, so here we go. Grace, take 50% of that off. Waste will also always cause you 50%. Now, in the business world, you know what you call waste? Cost of doing business or opportunity cost. They're not one and the same, but they both go in the same category. Opportunity cost. How much does this opportunity cost me to go take it? Or this is the cost of doing business. Because watch this here, Charmaine, unmute your mic just for a second. How much of your product have you wasted just because it's part of the business?
I'd say about 30-40%.
Y'all hear that? And aren't you responsible?
Yes.
And then she could do about it. This is exactly why they figure out how to reuse what they wasted. This is why hot dogs exist in the first place. Meat companies got tired of wasting all this food, and somebody like me said, hey, y'all need to do something with that. And they said, well, put it all together and make a damn dog. What's it called? We're going to call it hot dog. Give it to them kids. It's the y'all. I am telling you so much of the truth. Somebody's always trying to figure out how to use this waste. Y'all ever play ice hockey? Not ice hockey. You know, table hockey? You know? It's called different things in different regions, but you know what I'm talking about. The table hockey.
Air hockey.
Air hockey. Yeah, that's sawdust. That's somebody, in order to make that go around, that little thing they sprinkle, somebody's construction waste got chopped up and became sawdust. You ain't got to believe me. You ever order one of them bookshelves from, like, you know, Walmart or online? It costs you about $49.99. That ain't wood. That's particle board. That's a bunch of sawdust glued together. That's why it breaks so easy. Because that's somebody like me trying to figure out how we not finna take 50% of this waste. Somebody finna make us some money. It's the truth.
Is that what ground beef is?
It tells you on the package, though. Ground beef. Ground beef tells you on the package. You remember I showed y'all my candle? I said this was ground beef and it was all waxy? Because ground beef tells you on the package, it'll say 1090, 80, 2080, or 7030. That means percentage between meat and fat. They recycled the fat in that. I swear to God to you, if you go look at it tells you if the next time you go buy ground beef, in which you should not be buying that stuff, especially you too close to me to be buying that poison, right? The next time you go buy that, what you need to do is go look. It's going to say 1090, 2080, 7030. It is. Everybody's recycling. It's the truth. How you think sugary cereal got here? What do you think a Parade brand of soda is? It's the truth. It's the truth. It is the truth. It is the truth, 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 truth. Everybody's saying, look at all this waste. I need to figure out what to do there. So if I'm on, I would tell you immediately, you need to figure out what to do with your 30%, 40% waste. And resell that for something. I don't know. Make it for disabled people. So I don't know. You got to do something. You got to make it work. She said, I'm thinking now. All of this, super long question, super long answer, Deanna, but it was important because that's profit. Let me just do this one more thing before you get to your, okay, samples of work. Let me do this one more thing before you get to your litany of questions you got. I showed y'all how I think about my business. The reason why Rakeza is so successful and will be for everything else, because I ain't got none of this. I have this, but it's paid by my lowest product possible. Just like that. Everything I do is for profit. Let me just end this concisely, Deanna. If you're not thinking about your profit, you need to go hire someone like me who will and move out their way. You can still be number one, but you need to move because you're finna kill your business. That's why Phil has Susan. Phil will go minister all over the place. Susan's like, all right, well, just Phil, just hold on. Just, you know, hey, honey, hey. You know, they didn't pay us, right? I'm serious. I'm just telling you what's going on. Phil's got all this business brain, but he wants to change the world. And Susan's like, we're going to change the world. We're going to get paid for it at the same time. This is why they messed the world together. You understand?
This is why I got you.
But exactly. Do you understand? If you don't have the courage.
Antonio?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Phil.
We actually had that discussion this morning.
Tell us about it.
No, they're here. Let me turn this other thing down.
Okay, no worries.
That's too funny. No. Susan asked me about a couple of Kenochian clients I was working on, and I said, well, when they pay us, they'll pay us. And just so happened they did. So it worked out.
Invoice went out about an hour ago.
God dang it. Bill and Susan are the very, they like a perfect example for everything prosperity. They really are. I know that's right. If you don't, but you got to have the humility of feel and move out Susan way.
Same questions about the learning experience before I jump in.
You feel me? If you can't move out Susan way, then you don't deserve to give Phil blessings.
I know there were a bunch of questions.
But I probably said too much there. All right, go ahead, Deanna. I think you.
That was good.
Thank you, Susan. Definitely. Go. That's why Susan and Deanna get along so well, right? Because they get it. They're like, listen, these men, they get the credit, but me and you run the business. We know it, right? They understand. And it's the truth. It's the truth. And neither me or Phil is trying to deny that these women is running these businesses. It's the truth. All right, go ahead, Deanna. Run all your questions.
Okay. Thank you. You did a wonderful.
Sorry. Thank you, host, for having me here. I'm sorry. Thank you. It's back to you now.
No, thank you. Thank you. So the answering that last question definitely helped out regarding marketing to get profit and not customers, because I don't think we don't see marketing that way. We see marketing as, let me market to get these customers, not let me market so I can pay this labor cost, this paper cost. Like, we don't see it that way. So thank you for breaking that down for me. Now, my next question for you is, do you have like a structured marketing plan for Rakeza, and how does that look?
Sure, I do.
With that being a startup,
it looks like money. That's this concise answer. My marketing plan with Rakeza and my sales plan with Rakeza do one thing and one thing only. They both bring me back immediate money. What I have, remember I just showed y'all that paper, plastic, this, that. I got every dollar of Rakeza accounted for. I have money accounted for with Rakeza just set aside for Phil and Susan. Listen, I want y'all. Okay, y'all listen to me real quick, because I want you to understand what I'm about to say. How do I say this in a manner in which, when you got people of good substance that follow you and wait for their blessings, you freaking make sure that they get their return on investment. Period. And so all your first employees are going to have to get that. There is no other way. And so I got Phil and Susan taken care of, and it's just stupid, and I'm talking about young folk stupid, Pam Norris. Stupid means good in young folk talk. You know, like, that's hot, that means that's a good thing. That's cold, that also means that's a good thing, right? We don't know how. we just talk weird. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy, basically, Phil and Susan got a golden parachute. You understand? But because, let's face it, without Phil and Susan, half the stuff I'm getting ready to do forward, it just wouldn't work. You understand? And they should be paid in proportion to their faith in me. So all of my, and I'm saying that publicly, I'm saying that in front of y'all, I'm saying that on live video, I'm saying it recorded, like, hold me accountable, because I hold me accountable every day, so I don't even need you to hold me accountable, but you're more than welcome to. But I don't know how to break promises. I don't do that. I do what I say I'm gonna do every single day of my life, period. Point blank. And no way the two of them, with the awareness they have and the substance of quality, that source would have been moved them already if I was full of crap. You understand? So my marketing plans look like two things, y'all. Immediate income and immediately taking care of the people who was crazy enough to trust me. Now, one of those answers, that first semester, immediate income, that sounds good as a CEO. That second one, immediately taking care of the people that trust me, that ain't got nothing to do with CEO. That's human decency. They're going to give me credit for it as a CEO, but that's not what it's about. It's about making sure that people like Phil and Susan just don't get spiritual results. They get tangible results too. Not just intellectual results, but results they can hold in their hand and say, babe, let's not work this month. Let's just go to Aruba, which I don't even know where it's on the physical map of the world. But until I give Susan the opportunity to say, Phil, just relax. Let's go to Aruba. I ain't did my job. Until Phil can say, babe, it's your birthday. Take the whole month off. I'm going to blow money on you. Which they already doing. I'm just saying with my money, right? You would do it with my money, not their money. Then I'm not doing my job. My marketing plan looks like immediate profit for the prosperity of my customers and my staff. Is the answer to your question. Oh, it's back to you now, host.
Thank you. Thank you very much, because you keep them coming, because I'm making notes. Okay, so when you said something earlier about learning something different, what's the difference between paying someone for your marketing and learning your marketing with today's technology?
Well, my first answer is going to be all y'all should learn this stuff yourself. However, that's a bunch of BS too. If you're Denise Hill, she's here. Good stuff. Denise is at a funny age. Tyler Perry describes Denise Hill age better than anybody I've ever heard. She's at the age in which life just really gets confusing. She's at the age in which parents start dying, menopause start happening, the world starts getting more crazier, daughter gets, you know, settled, but then need her and don't need her at the same time. It's just all this weird stuff. And for the next 10 years, Denise Hill's life is going to have to, she's going to have to somehow be so financially stable to handle all her daughter's mistakes, all her family's mistakes, and all the stuff she didn't see coming, and all the funerals she's going to have to pay for. And that's the truth. I'm not trying to speak for her. Don't mean no disrespect. But something about when you get 45 to 55, stuff just start going real crazy. It does. And then she's going to have her own medical problems she's not going to be able to tell nobody about. And I guarantee you, if I pass the mic to Denise, she got some medical problems right now she can't tell nobody about. And Pam Norris and Phil and Susan and Sugar and Charmone. See, she just put in chat, truth. That's a weird age. So I want to tell Denise, you need to learn this on yourself. But Denise, if you can strike a good deal with somebody like Deanna, Antonio, or what's my buddy name? What's our buddy name, Denise? Well, I don't know why I can't think of it right now, but I talk to him almost every day. Todd Special. Right. Or Todd. Yeah, I'm thinking Todd. Yeah, I'm thinking Todd. If you can strike a deal with them, man, do that. Because the more you don't have to learn, don't. As long as it can be profitable. So that's a funny question between that age. So someone like Denise and Charmone, LaVon, if you don't learn, I respect that. If you do learn, I respect that. Phil and Susan, Charmone and Denise, they got options. Phil and Susan got options only because one thing. Because they feel like it. You understand? But really, Phil and Susan should be off. Phil and Susan should be striking, which they're already doing. But they should be striking deals that say, hey, we give you this value, you do the rest. Because Pam Norris ain't got no time to be learning how to get in the lab and making. Look at her. She already shaking it. I ain't even finished. She already shaking it. Pam Norris take these classes and say, team, y'all do this. Only thing she learns how to be a better CEO. She ain't learned how to do nothing else. She ain't in no lab. She ain't
delegate.
That's it. She ain't doing no ooze inside the plastic. And man, no. When you get old enough, don't do nothing. You want to outsource, but you want to outsource in a way that puts you somewhere like 16% of your total cost. So the rest could be profit. If you're young, you mofos need to learn everything. Because you're not going to be good like Denise, young and dumb. Because when you're young and dumb, you grow up being old and dumb. No, there's no transition there. How many of y'all know 45-year-old young people? Don't fool me. Don't fool me. How many of y'all know, how many of you guys, you got an uncle like mine, 55 years old with a 2-year-old? Don't fool me. It's just my family. It might just be my family, Shaman. We hood. They're my family. I know what I'm talking about.
We're trying to rap. 70 years old, still cutting that album.
Still cutting it out. 70 years old, still cutting it. Where got his shorts matching the shirt. Get out of here, Unc. Right? Get out of here. Just cause you age don't mean you got wiser. Like, you coming back here again to repeat some of this stuff. Right? You coming back. So, I mean, in all seriousness, Yana, you need to, that question really does have a lot to do with age, but no matter what you decide, you need to keep your costs down. Nobody's going to invest in you if your cost is too high, and you're never going to make money if your cost is too high. And you'll never be able to run your business properly if you got to wait on what Antonio says, how he's going to manufacture your stuff. Trash. I don't do feeling Susan like that. I don't. Between Deanna and Grace, give them whatever they need. Because we just got a different friendship, a different respect ship. I'm not here to make Phil and Susan, you know, work for me. They work with me. You understand? They do not work for me. And at no point am I ever going to act like that, at least with my head on straight. Maybe one day I'll get stupid, but they'll let me know. You ain't got to worry about it. Susan has no problem saying, when can we talk, right? And she'll let me know. She'll let me know. Okay. Good stuff. Keep going, Deanna. I bet they laughing over there.
You got that right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, okay. Did I want to ask that question? So when it comes to Rakeza being a startup in your marketing, does your marketing look different for Rakeza than it did for ATSGR companies, Business University? Okay, so can you break down to us why the marketing looks different for this company versus how it looked for the other companies?
I got $3 million in it. I mean, that's the first answer. The first answer, I got $3 million in it. So basically, Charmone, it better look different. Nah, it don't look different because I got $3 million in it. It means it looks different because I got $3 million and I better make my money back. You understand? I better make that back. Essentially, the marketing for Rakeza looks like, hey, everybody, I'm a great philanthropist. Pay attention. The marketing does not look like, hey, everybody, come follow me. I just said something. When you got that much money into your company, you might want to make people fall in love with you first.
Can you dig into that? Can you go deeper into that for us?
in India, y'all know where we got so many Indian people on these other calls? Because I got Satish in charge of ATS India. I'm no dummy. Satish is the Antonio in India, because why would I do that? This is how I market myself in India. It is true, though. It's true. But I control my narrative. All right, let me say another thing. I really need y'all to be more like Donald Trump. I know y'all hate when I say that. Or you don't hate when I say that. It just depends. But you really need to control your own narrative like Donald Trump. We can at least respect that Mr. Trump is going to preach his narrative every time he opened up his eyes in the morning. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Donald Trump, the media says you're a lie.
They're a lie. Yes, sir. You're right. Right. Okay. In India, I am Donald Trump in my narrative. Every chance I get. Every single chance I get. And I don't really have another phrase better than Donald Trump in my narrative. Because let me tell you, there is not a human being alive today that Donald Trump's their narrative like Donald Trump. I can't think of one. I think racism would end if the Pope, with respect to the Pope and my Catholic brothers and sisters, can Donald Trump his narrative. Hey, y'all, stop. Yes, sir. That's the truth. At least it seems like the truth, at least. Rakeza, me in India, Pam Norris, in America, I'm a great businessman and grew up from a trash can. In India, I'm a great philanthropist, making Indian people rich with my money, that grew up in a trash can. There is a difference. There's a difference. You know why? You know why so many white people follow me with respect? There's two different reasons. For one, I am the exact thing that conservatives talk about. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps, make it happen, help your people. That's like conservative principles. All I gotta do is just say Jesus, and then I'm in. That's it. Conservative principles. A small section of them, I'm gonna be respectable and say small, I'm a guilty pleasure. Because the existence of me proves system's not broken. In India, you gotta understand the same program. Guess what Indians do that Americans cannot? Indians protect their prosperity with their language. And America or anybody else is their labor force. And that's why the top engineers in the world come from India. So why would I go to India with a different program than America and act like America? The worst thing Western companies do is take Western philosophies to the East. You know what everybody likes? A philanthropist that loves the culture, helping those people. And that's how I am in India. Rakeza is also India in America. Rakeza, I'm sharing my wealth. Hey, everybody, thank you very much. I love you so much. I appreciate you listening. I got 100% income. God's just been good. I really just want to give you all my money, at least half of it. That's why I won't let y'all say nothing else about Rakeza. You get that? Is that manipulative? No. Is it controlling my narrative? Yes. And you better start controlling your own narrative. So if you're a consultant, you better start controlling that consulting, because they're going to control it for you. Sharmon asked a question down in the chat.
Okay. So it says that she, Sharmon said, I want to learn how. However, I would love for someone else to do it so I can focus on other things. She was commenting on what you spoke on earlier.
That's facts. No need for commentary there. Just keep doing that, Sharmaa. I mean, you just got to figure out how much family time you want to spend with your family and how much greatness you want with your greatness, and then roll from there. As for me, I'm not worried about family time. I don't give a damn about family time. My kids ain't never, ever, ever got to spend time with their daddy. They don't. I'm not wired that way. Although they spend all day with me. My kids need to spend all day learning from their daddy. Two different things. I'm not telling you this is right. I'm saying I'm wired differently. My kids ain't got this. My kids, they get with their mama and they play games. They spray water on each other. They laugh, hee, 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 all that stuff. They be cute. I don't know how to act like that. Same way I act with y'all, same way I act with my kids. I don't know how to do all that, Sharmaa. But my kids be with me every day. All their education comes from me. All their money comes from me. The gifts come from me. And hopefully their character comes from a blend of me and their mama, because their mama is absolutely fantastic to them. Right? Period. That's why I involve my kids in business decisions. That's why they see me on business calls. I make them listen. They read the same weird books that I'm reading. They watch crazy YouTube videos about ascended masters. You just got to pick on what you want. And so I don't have no separation of business and personal. What'd you say? Business and pleasure or whatever. However y'all say. I don't know how y'all say it. I ain't got that. If I'm learning Mandarin, my kids learn the Mandarin. Shoot. Just like that. Everybody's struggling. God dog it. And they're going to appreciate me 30 years from now. But we all struggling together, Pam Norris. Now, I'm conjugating these verbs. You conjugating these verbs. Get on here and conjugate these verbs. My youngest, I never, ever in my life taught my youngest to read. My youngest, he never went to kindergarten. He went to preschool, but never went to kindergarten. My oldest pulled him out first grade. So now they're 11 and 8. My 11-year-old, anyway, they're in the ninth grade and the eighth grade is where they are. Or 10th grade, ninth. They're in 10th grade, ninth grade. That's where they are. They're 11 and 8, and they're in the 10th grade and the ninth grade. Which is impressive in itself, right? It's impressive in itself. But there's a point I'm proving here, or at least I'm trying to make here. They struggle because if I'm learning math, you learning math. I ain't got no separation. So when I say something like, I think I should learn this, then them kids learning this too. If I say I shouldn't learn this, then them kids don't learn that. It's just that's what it is. It's easy for me to make my decisions that way. It is. If I'm on a flight they can't go, I'm FaceTiming them, letting them know you're going to be on flights one day. But there is no separation. If you shouldn't learn it, don't learn that crap. If you should, learn it. But don't feel bad. Involve your kids or don't. Involve your spouse or don't. But either way, learn what you need to do to take care of your family and staff what you need to staff to take care of your family. Keep going, Deanna. You're doing a good job. You're bringing out a good interview out of me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
So when it comes to startup companies, how should their budgeting look for their marketing versus everything
else? Like you broke. You should have your budgeting should look like you ain't got no money. Sharmaa, you broke. I got this good paying job, so you broke. But they're paying me $100,000 a year. What's that got to do with you being broke. If your money from your company gets supplied by your job, good for you. That's you're in a position of good privilege. Good job. But that ain't got nothing to do with the fact that you broke. Because you lose that job, you're going to see how hard that business really is. Your marketing, your budget, all that stuff should come from brokenness. And from there, do you learn how to generate money? Or is someone else cutting you a check? Because if that's the case, you're not going to make any business. Your marketing should be in one place, Tiana. Can I generate this money on my own? If not, I need to read a book and figure out. I would tell all y'all startups, podcasts, e-commerce, preaching, coaching, I don't care what it's called. Until you can generate your own money. How many of y'all seen me post on Facebook or something how y'all got me messed up on this issue and I'm not fit to be quiet about this issue and I ain't lose one customer? Because I can't lose customers when I got my own economy. But you going to fire me? How? You going to tell my boss? How? You gonna cut my money? How? Your marketing should be simple. How can I generate income that leaves me bulletproof? Do that, you'll be just fine. Back to you, ma'am.
All right. I am actually... I believe I'm out of questions, sir.
Well, sounds like we're leaving here early. Anybody else got questions? Don't sound like they got questions. Well, let me just say this. Stay away from white sugar. Listen to Susan on the dietary tips. And Ice Buddy's going to be a $1 billion company.
Amen to that.
That's good. Sharmone, as you connect back to your audio, can I get my shea butter, please? Please. Can I turn the color camera on? I can't see it. I can't. Is you driving? You can't cut it off? That's okay. I got you. All right. No problem.
It's coming.
Because I'm so excited. I'm like Little Richard on the piano. I'm Pauly Shore in a B-list movie.
Oh, I'm glad you're excited.
Yes, I'm Jim Carrey making funny faces. That's how I feel right now about this body butter. I just want to put it on.
Okay, it's coming.
All right, good. I'm gonna say it. Listen, I'm gonna say it every day until you say
it in your
hands. Baby, send this man his stuff. Please, when you go to the post office, until you tell your husband, send this man his stuff. I'm going to get on your nerves until then. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to smelling my new fragrance.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Good. I am your biggest customer fan, even though Deanna is the one forcing me to do it. You know what? That might be a lesson in itself. That might. Maybe your body butters work like real estate. The man spend the money, the wife picked the house. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Maybe. Uh-huh. That might be something like that. Anywho. I'm done, Deanna. I ain't got nothing else. Ain't nothing wrong with leaving early.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today for the ATS Marketing Training. We look forward to seeing you. Those of you who are part of the One Business Away 90-Day Challenge, we look forward to seeing you then. And also looking forward to seeing everyone this evening for the Integrity Leadership Class that starts at 6:30 p.m. Sir, if you have any words to close us out, the floor is yours.
Stay away from white sugar. Listen to Susan's dietary tips. Those are my last words.
Amen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have an amazing day.
All right, everybody.
Take care.